Are you struggling with all of the messages about Mother's Day and how wonderful it will be to honor mothers, but you're not even sure what motherhood means after you've lost your baby? There's no harder holiday to cope with for moms of stillborn babies than on Mother's Day. That's why I'm hosting a free support session called Coffee and Comfort on Sunday, May 12th at 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll get together for an hour before the day gets started and talk about the guilt and what-ifs that so often come after this type of loss. And I'll help you create a plan for the day that honors both you and your baby. The best part is, we'll gather together with other lost moms who really get exactly how you're feeling so you won't feel alone. Together we'll navigate Mother's Day and learn how to get through this tough holiday with ease. Save your seat at jennifersen.com/coffee or click the link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. We are taught that. We are taught that it's a bad emotion, but it's just an emotion. It's just a feeling. Accept that this feeling you have is just a feeling. It's called jealousy, and it's okay. It's not a flaw in your character, but instead it's actually a normal reaction to feeling that grief of losing someone you wanted so desperately. Welcome to the Navigating Baby Loss Podcast, where we talk about what life is like after losing your baby without the guilt, shame, and isolation that comes with it. I'm your host, Jennifer Sen, and I share my experience as a bereaved mom of stillborn twins and my expertise of being a life and grief coach to show you how life can be meaningful and full of possibility again. Plus, I'll introduce you to other lost parents who are making a difference. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to episode number 56 of the Navigating Baby Loss Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Sen, and I'm a grief coach for parents of stillborn babies. I help parents who are struggling find hope and healing so that they can live a life full of possibility again without guilt. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a topic that keeps coming up for me and for my clients, especially in the summertime. As we're outside more, going to events, family celebrations, etc. It's just such a busy time of year, but it can be really, really hard if you're struggling. So I thought it might be a good idea to get in here and offer some advice and tips on how to survive the rest of the season or any season that's full of lots of events while honoring your feelings and taking assessment of wherever it is that you are in your grief. I want to talk to you today about jealousy. This is such a hot topic with my clients. I have this conversation daily, and it just feels like a roller coaster. Can you agree? Like, one minute you feel like things are starting to get a little bit better. Maybe you're noticing that you're going more days without crying so much, or you're starting to have times where you're able to breathe a little bit easier. And then here it comes, that dip in the roller coaster. You get a baby shower invitation. You go to the farmer's market and there are strollers and pregnant women everywhere. Your husband's cousin announces her pregnancy and your mother-in-law calls to tell you just how thrilling it is. I have no doubt that you have your own version of this heart-dropping moment that can be described as nothing else but jealousy. Ugh, why jealousy? It feels so gross, doesn't it? Because you're not a jealous person, yet there it is. Good old jealousy for the babies or the pregnancy that you had and lost or desperately want again. And the strangest part of all is that jealousy is really normal after you've lost a baby or child. How can it be normal? It feels so evil, and it's something we're taught not to do. And some of us have to kind of work at it. If we're jealous by nature, it's something that you really have to work at, is to be self-confident. Don't wish what you had, what others have. But when it comes to this, it is hard. And my first piece of advice is to acknowledge it. Stop beating yourself up and feeling like it's a bad emotion. We are taught that. We are taught that it's a bad emotion, but it's just an emotion. It's just a feeling. Accept that this feeling you have is just a feeling. It's called jealousy, and it's okay. It's not a flaw in your character, but instead it's actually a normal reaction to feeling that grief of losing someone you wanted so desperately. So, okay, great. You may be saying, I can acknowledge it and maybe even accept that it's a normal reaction, but how do I get past this? I don't want to feel this way, but it's too painful to see it everywhere. I can't feel like this forever. I don't even want to leave the house in fear of ruining a good day because I might get triggered by something that makes me feel jealous. I get it. So here's what I've got for you. The first thing is eliminate the exposure. Get off social media. I know it's easier said than done because we all have habits around it. But when you're in a vulnerable state, your perfectly curated feed of only positive affirmations or people who have feel-good messages even seem to have their way of saying something or throwing up an image that can cause that roller coaster to dip lots of times before you even get out of bed. This is the easiest trigger to control. Lots of times my clients will be, because they've been pregnant, they have all kinds of pages that they've followed with, you know, maybe there's doulas and all these births and all of these things, and they are really hard triggers. It would be worth asking someone to help you go through there and unfollow some of them, because it's not going to go away if you keep that on there and you keep checking in with social media. So definitely either get off social media entirely or work on eliminating some of those ones that might be triggers. So now let's talk about the ones that aren't so easy to control. Number two, the pregnancy announcement, which, truth be told, it won't be as jarring if you're limiting your social media because it won't just pop into your feed surprisingly, but inevitably there will be someone in your circle who announces their pregnancy via a text or an excited relative. This is so tricky because if you had your baby with you, this would be the most amazing news, a new playmate for your little one, or a beautiful addition to your extended family or friend circle. But instead, you feel guilty because you have thoughts of anger, jealousy, resentment, or worse. Admit it. We've all wanted to tell that new, excited mother about what a risky and life-changing turn this could take. But instead, send your well wishes to the new parents in a note and be honest about why you aren't ready to attend their gender reveal. Chances are, if it's someone you're close to, they were probably nervous to tell you about this news in fear of your reaction anyways. So take that into consideration that it may have been hard for them to tell you as well. And trust me, as I say that, I also can think of 100 horror stories my clients have shared with me about the insensitivity of family and friends during this time. So I am very aware that there are many ways this scenario can go. I went to a gathering of my husband's coworkers shortly after my twins were stillborn, only to be in the middle of a huge pregnancy announcement with a woman he worked with who was accidentally pregnant with twins. And the father could be one of two possibilities. It was awful. I felt forgotten, unseen, and my jealousy was passing all kinds of judgments about my twins should have lived instead of hers. I was not ready to face something like that, and it brings me right to number three. So number three is prepare your headspace. Spend some time checking in before you go out in public. Checking in with yourself and asking yourself things like, how will I feel if I see a baby or a pregnant woman? Or is there anything or anyone that might trigger me at this event? And if so, how will I handle it? Be honest with yourself and be willing to decline an invitation or leave early if you feel that pit in your stomach. Here's what I know for sure. Your body always has the answers for you. So if you're feeling a sense of dread or just deep sadness, trust that it is trying to send you a message. Set up your environment and let those around you know how you're feeling. Tell your partner that you may need to leave suddenly and devise a plan or create some sort of signal so he knows what you're feeling. Most of us go without any sort of plan because we feel funny telling others how we feel. What if they judge us? What if they think we're being oversensitive or mean or too like a baby? I want you to keep in mind that most of these people who you're worrying about, even if they're close family members, have never had an experience like you have. So it really eliminates their ability to judge you. You can't care if others think that you should be over it or better now, because a certain amount of time has passed. This is your unique experience and your grief and acceptance. I don't even always love the word healing, even though I do believe there's healing that can happen, but it takes a while. But it all happens on your own timeline. Even though jealousy is a normal feeling after loss, it doesn't mean that you have to put yourself in the middle of it and grit your teeth to get through these events and triggering circumstances. Allow yourself grace and know that you will forever have a new level of compassion toward others as they have things that they are struggling with. I know I'm a different person since my loss, and it has given me insight to feel others' emotions on a much deeper level. And I'm able to be there for them in a kind, supportive way because of it. It's why I do the work I do and help families navigate this terrible tragedy too many of us face. If this topic resonates with you and you have found yourself struggling with guilt or jealousy for months or even years after your baby's loss, it might be time to try something different. In my one-on-one coaching program, Roadmap to Recovery, we spend 12 weeks working on the things that are specifically triggering you. And together, we find some unique solutions to ease your pain. And I can teach you some tools to help you get unstuck faster when you are faced in these exact situations so that you have more feel-good days. I would love to hear about how this topic resonates with you. And what solutions, if any, are helping you? I'm going to have my contact information in the show notes. Reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are or if you just want to connect with me. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I hope this episode was helpful. Until next time, I am sending you so much love and strength as you navigate your baby loss. I sincerely hope this episode was helpful, and if you would like to help other parents who are suffering their own stillborn loss, a great way to do that is to hit subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review, because that is the quickest way that this podcast will show up for them to find it. They and I would be so very grateful for a minute of your time. New episodes are released every week on Thursdays, and you can access all the show notes, links to this episode, and info on how to contact me on my website at jennifersen.com/podcast. While you're there, grab some free, helpful resources. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love and healing.